The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a lot of small businesses around the state that have just really struggled during COVID. This is where you really see how people can get creative. That entrepreneurial spirit really shines in times like these. One of the organizations that's helping small businesses is a fairly new organization called Mom and Pop Alliance of South Carolina. If you're a small business owner, you're going to want to pay attention. My friend Diane Hardy is on our guest line this morning to talk with us for a few minutes about the Mom and Pop Alliance. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Now, let's just kind of start at the beginning here because you are a small business owner. Talk with us about the Mom and Pop Alliance of South Carolina and why you decided to jump in and start such an organization.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm actually a former nurse anesthetist turned entrepreneur. I currently have 33 employees. My husband and I together own three different businesses. And this started about 5 years back when I opened my business and I ran into all the difficulty and roadblocks and barriers of getting a certificate of occupancy. You know, 21 different permits required and just barriers at every single level of government. And it was really hard for my husband and I to navigate that. And I thought, wow, how do people do this we both have postgraduate degrees, who don't have the resources that we have. So that was the beginning of my thinking about small businesses and how difficult it is for them. And then, you know, fast forward to today, and it's just been heartbreaking how crushed small businesses, witnessing what's happened to them over the past year, was just heartbreaking for me. And so I started wondering, you know, who's looking out for us little guys? You know, who's helping, you know, who's really their voice in Columbia? And so I wanted to look into it, and I saw that they really are underrepresented in relation to their size. You know, I'll see specific groups, local groups, and I'll ask the audience, guess how many, we'll take a guess on how many small business owners, how many small businesses there are in our state. And most people will say 10,000, 40,000, 85,000. And the actual answer is 384,000.
Wow.
And they just simply don't have the representation. You know, for comparison, we have 48,000 public school teachers in our state. Well, they have tremendous influence in our legislature.
Yeah.
But it's close to a million employees of small businesses, and they have very little representation. There are some groups. The NFIB does some really good work. Unfortunately, the chamber itself has gravitated more towards big business over time. And the South Carolina Small Business Chamber, they are really advocating issues such as climate change and hate crime legislation, which just I don't think are top of mind for most business owners. So we really want to represent what we are truly a bottom up of what business owners, we bring forward issues that the business owners want us to, because we are formed by and for business owners.
Yep. On our guest line this morning, Diane Hardy, and we're talking about the Mom and Pop Alliance of South Carolina. You can find additional information by going to their website, momandpopalliance.org, momandpopalliance.org. I believe you have a Facebook page as well, right?
We do, yes. You can like us on Facebook and go to our Facebook, into our website.
Yep. Diane, you have a fan out there. Cheryl says, I joined the Mom and Pop Alliance last year. So happy Diane started this organization. This is Cheryl on our Big Rock text line. So how many members do you have at this point?
Well, we don't disclose a lot about our membership, who they are, how many. I will say that we have a variety of members from one end of the state to the other. We have most of our businesses have just a handful of employees, but we do have businesses anywhere from one employee to 120 employees.
Yeah.
And because I am donating my time to this cause, and the business owners working with me also donate their time, we have no payroll, so we're able to keep it at a nominal fee. Every penny goes right towards operating expenses, so a business owner can join for $35 a year.
Wow. Yep. So this is truly, my word, not yours, this is sort of a grassroots type organization to help small businesses.
That's completely what it is. And, you know, we just felt like there needed to be more voices representing them in our state house. And, you know, building relationships with the state house and with small business owners and being a liaison between those two, fostering communication and seeking good governance solutions for small businesses is the hallmark of what we do. We also help keep small businesses informed. You know, they're busy running their businesses, meeting right. payroll, getting their product out there. And so they don't have time to really keep track of what's going on in Columbia. So we try and do that for them. We're their eyes and ears down there. And we create like a Cliff Notes version, if you will, and give them a newsletter of what's happening, of what bills are going on down there that could affect small businesses. And we're just trying to help them stay better informed.
Again, that website is momandpopalliance.org. Diane, talk with us about what's involved for if a listener is listening now, they are a small business owner. Talk with us about what's involved in becoming a member.
Yeah, so it takes about 2 minutes on our website. You go on the website, and there's just a few, very, very few questions, and then pay your $35 membership fee. I should say it's $35 if you have five or less employees, and if you have six or more employees, it's $75 a year. We're trying to keep it as affordable as possible, and know that when you're joining us, you're becoming a member of a larger group, and so your voice will have a greater impact in improving the climate for all mom-and-pop businesses across South Carolina. I've even had people who aren't business owners who say, well, I'd love to join, but I don't have a business. And so we did create an associate membership where people can go to our website, sign on as an associate member, and they're basically just doing it because they believe in the cause and supporting our mission.
Yep. And it is pretty simple. You just go to momandpopalliance.org. I did so the other day, Diane, and it's seamless. I mean, it took me just a few minutes. Put my credit card info in, and I got a confirmation email in just a matter of minutes.
Well, and thank you so much. I meant to thank you for joining. I appreciate your support, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, well,
we
I appreciate
we have our billboards up. We have billboards on 385 and outside of Columbia, and we're just working on getting the word out of this new statewide organization.
Yep, and there's a great article, too, that you on Fitz News that kind of gives you more details on what the organization's all about. Momandpopalliance.org. If you're a small business owner, you need to check this out. Diane and her group doing some great work because we do need to be heard in Columbia, right?
We definitely do. Yes, there are 380,000 of us, and we just don't have a strong enough voice at this time.
Yep. Thank you again, because I do want to stress the fact that you are a volunteer. This is just something that you feel strongly about, and you're out there working. You take your own time out of your business to go to Columbia and go to legislative meetings so that we have a voice. Thank you.
Yes, I do. I can only do that because I have a great staff at my business allowing me to do this, put
there
the time
go.
Into this.
Yep. So. Diane Hardy with Mom and Pop Alliance of South Carolina. Thank you again, and appreciate your time this morning.
Okay. Thanks again, Joey, for having us on. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Sure thing.